Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Welcome aboard. I'm mixing up my terminology now because we got three shows. We got an airplane show, we got a boating show, and we got Scuba Radio. Welcome aboard. I should say, let's get ready to get wet. And yes, I have had questions of Greg, how are you going to combine these new activities of flying?
Well, that's easy.
And diving.
I mean,
which
that's
you
super
shouldn't.
Easy. You get a seaplane and you dive off of it.
Well, that's true. You're right. Actually, that's what we were talking about. It's a Cessna Caravan is the plane that we're looking at.
Does that mean you can camp in it as well?
Yeah, but you can put pontoons on this puppy and make it a seaplane. It's what Jimmy Buffett has, by the way. He bought one of these a year or two ago.
Okay.
And it'll hold, I think you could put as many as 20 seats in this plane, or maybe put in 10 in luggage. Yeah, it's a big plane.
What the hell?
It's a caravan. I think I'm pretty sure it's what
a 20 seater.
The Cessna Caravan, and so it's
couldn't you just put in one really big couch?
Well, you could, I guess, if you wanted. Sure, if you want to like
dining
make
room
it more
table.
Luxurious
beanbag chairs.
It's not that big.
Water bed.
Oh yeah,
but it's big enough to haul stuff like dive gear and that kind of thing. So yeah, that is. That's one of the things we are looking to do as far as combining these activities a little bit.
So far, you've only been flying off of hard surfaces, though, right?
Well, yes, yeah. And computer surfaces.
Ah.
Because I've been doing a simulator thing initially. But I did have my first flight this week.
This is not the first time we've talked about simulators here on the show.
No. Simulators.
Oh,
did you crash the computer, Greg?
Oh. I did not. Not yet. But give me time.
All right.
But yeah, we got Jimmy the Bubble Boy in here to help out today as well. But yeah, so we're looking to combine these activities a little bit. One of the ideas that I also have on the on the agenda or something I'd like to mark off the list is to be flying somewhere over an extended water area, have my dive gear on, and jump out of the plane and into the water.
You read my mind, man.
With that, and forget
Wouldn't
about the
plane. Plane then subsequently crash.
It doesn't matter. You're in the water. All you need is
that's right. I got a
world of boating to pick you up.
No, an inflatable autopilot, just like on the movie Airplane.
Oh yeah.
Just put him in charge. All right, I'll see you in an hour. Come pick me up. But you know, you'd have to stay under 1,000 feet, so we didn't break any diving rules and that kind of thing too, because of the pressure.
I think jumping out of the plane at 1,000 feet would break at least one diving rule.
Well, yeah,
giant stride.
Yeah.
Why stop there, Greg? Just space radio, high altitude, low Earth orbit, with your gear on, you dive from outer space.
Well, no. We jump out of the plane, do the whole skydiving thing. We got to jump out with a parachute,
but
we're in dive gear. I mean, that's
a tuxedo underneath it.
It's what the Navy SEALs do.
Wearing a tuxedo underneath it.
Yes, Greg.
Yes, a good point.
Then you dive down.
Yeah.
And then you find your cache of underwater little turbo sleds.
Right, exactly.
And then you go through the sewer system into the castle.
Why does it have to be a sewer system? That sounds dirty.
Well, what are the kind of waters going to be flowing out of the castle?
Maybe it's not such a great idea after all.
I never thought it was.
Okay. Well, anyway, we got
some interesting plans. The occasional evil scientist will have just one decorative lake without flow to the sea.
Okay. Maybe. We could find some place to invade.
Lake Titicaca.
Yeah.
Oh, maybe that's it.
All right, so coming up here next week, I literally leave for another liveaboard trip, our first big liveaboard adventure of the year.
All right, so is this going to be a World of Boating adventure? Is it going to be a Just Plain Radio adventure? Or will it be a diving adventure? I'm guessing, since we're talking about it on Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving, it will be exclusively an underwater diving extravaganza, extravapalooza.
Well, it will be that for at least a week. But I will be on a boat, so yeah, that handles the boating side. And I may be flying a plane down to Miami to catch my international flight to the Dominican Republic and taking care of some of my flight training. So I am combining all three on this adventure, but the main focus will be diving, or I should say snorkeling, because there won't be any diving going on for this trip. It's snorkeling for a week with humpback whales. What are you giving me that look for, Bill?
Keep
I did this with
yourself,
dolphins before last time in the Bahamas.
Yeah. Actually, I knew you weren't going to be diving.
And you're still not allowed to dive with dolphins after that. Keep your hands to yourself, Greg.
But snorkeling and free diving still count.
The world of humpbacking. Welcome to Humpback World Radio. Just back from his humpbacking, it's Greg the Humpmaster.
Bill, don't limit it to that. Just because that's just humpback whales. How about the world of blowholes?
And that, maybe that,
all kinds of whales there.
Yeah. So, I'm going to do this though in the Dominican Republic. I've never been to that part of the world, so I'm anxious just to see the area first off. And we're getting on the Explorer Ventures Live Aboard, where they go and cruise off the coast of the Dominican Republic there and the Silver Banks, and there's evidently like hundreds of humpback whales that are calving and.
What about mermaids, Greg? Any mermaids going with you?
None that I would consider whales.
Okay. Good. Nice recovery.
Yeah. But we're going out there, and Clay is going to go with me on this one. So Clay from Explorer Ventures has been nice enough to invite me out there, and a guy named Tom Conlon, who hosts these specific itineraries. They do this for like 6 or 8 weeks out of the year for this. You know, for this special activity. It's a very unique thing to be able to get in the water with humpback whales. And, you know, and I don't know if it's, I guess it's regulated, and that's why you can't scuba with them. But I believe one of the things is on a diving, they're kind of afraid that the bubbles and stuff spook the whales anyway. Maybe I'm not real sure what the deal is, why they don't do the diving. But I know, you know, in this area they are protected, and that's one of the reasons. So I'm sure I'll learn all about that. I'm going to do a radio show from the boat. It'll air 2 weeks from today. And you'll get an idea, hopefully, of what it's like to be on this very unique itinerary in the Silver Banks there off the DR. So I'm looking forward to this adventure. It's going to be another one to mark off the list for me. And hopefully, at the bare minimum, I hope I can get some amazing pictures. And I've seen video of what other people have shot and seen, and it's pretty remarkable stuff. They kind of approach the whales like in a group, they hold hands, right?
Like you're skydiving.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, cool.
And then they
we need to take Neil now.
They kind of sneak up on the sneak up on the whales a little bit, or kind of cruise up next to them, or let the whales come to them, and then get their pictures and that kind of thing. So I'm looking forward to it. I've talked to a few people that have done this before. I don't know if our buddy Neil Watson has done this, but he's on the line. Let's find out. Neil, welcome to Scuba Radio. How are you?
Hey, Greg. I'm doing great, pal. How are you?
I'm good. I'm getting ready to go do a little week-long liveaboard trip with Explorer Ventures and do a humpback whales in the Dominican Republic. Now, Neil, you've done everything under the sun when it comes to diving.
Under the water.
Well, under the water, right. Have you done the whale thing? Didn't you do that a few years ago? I vaguely remember so much.
Yeah, I haven't. I was supposed to. I've been doing a lot of different things. As a matter of fact, right now I'm standing with our buddy Dan Empkin, president of Oceanic Canaries, and we just finished watching an alligator show. So how different is that?
No, wait a minute. Okay, so you just did the what alligator show? What, down there in the Keys, maybe? Top of the Keys? Is that where you're at? Like Homestead or something, or what, Neil? Tell me.
Actually, this is like surreal. I'm about a quarter of a mile from my house in Fort Lauderdale. And just for ha-ha's, the Jungle Queen, you know, this cruise boat that goes up the intercoastal. And right near my house, it has a little private island. It's like a tropical jungle, and they got like alligator wrestlers and birds and all kind of stuff. So, so we just watched the guy wrestle alligators.
Nice. Well, there you go. He doesn't do whales, but he does gators. You know, the back of his home where Neil lives, I could see this. It's very tropical and lush and gatorish, maybe.
I mentioned that we were talking about whales today, Neil said, no matter what, don't ask me about any of my ex-wives.
Oh.
Yeah, there's four of them, right? Does that make a pod?
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com. You are a diver and have the Dive Flag shirt, hat, and bumper sticker to prove it. However, you can share your love of diving and ascend to a higher level with Dive Silver. Combining exquisite sterling silver with gemstones, Dive Silver is the perfect way to share your passion for the underwater world. From mantis to mermaids and everything in between, you'll find something truly unique to express your love of diving in the extensive line of Dive Silver jewelry. And at an affordable price, go to DiveSilver.com and see for yourself. That's DiveSilver.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
It's a crab island rendezvous.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master, Bill the Producer. Also, Jimmy the Bubble Boy in the studio today, you know, reflecting or getting ready for my next adventure to snorkel for a week with humpback whales.
You know, this is what I love about this radio show.
What's that?
You are suggesting that what we are doing is reflecting on your next trip, when the reality is you're just sitting there gloating and we're heckling.
Well, no, I'm not gloating because I haven't done it yet. I'm getting ready.
Are you telling
me
the reason we called Neil Watson was not to say, hey, Neil, we know you've done everything underwater. Have you done this thing which we know you haven't done yet, which we're going to do? Are you trying to tell me you did not call Neil Watson just to say, look, here's something I'm getting to do that you haven't done?
I honestly thought he had done it, because I had thought that he had done a trip like that with Peter Hughes a couple years ago. And that's what he said. He goes, well, I was supposed to, but it got canceled or something. Remember he said that?
Yes. Yes, so, and then he said, I'm busy exploring the Florida, which is a half mile from my house.
Surprise, surprise. Neil one-upped you, Greg, and now he's like the alligator whisperer.
Yes. Well, that may be. That may be. All right, well, let's go to lines. We have Big Wave Dave on from the Be a Diver Pool, and he is on Scuba Radio right now. Dave, how are you, my friend?
Hey, I'm out here in Kansas City, the home of barbecue.
The home of barbecue, huh? So, I mean, but how does that play out with diving exactly? You have the pool set up by a barbecue pit? Is that what you're trying to tell me, or what?
No, the barbecue is for when you're done diving. No, actually, we're here at the Kansas City Boat Show this weekend, having tons of people go diving and enjoy the great weather in Kansas City.
Yeah, okay. When you say great weather in Kansas City here in January, I'm guessing that's, what, like 20 degrees maybe? Snow on the ground? There's literally human beings.
No, it was 11 when I pulled in. It's supposed to be 50 tomorrow.
Okay. Well, that's not so bad. That's not so bad at all. All right, well, tell us, what what exactly is this show? It's an adventure show? Is that what it is? Like a little bit of everything?
No, that's the Kansas City Boat Show. I'm actually out here with your buddy Keith. I think he called in last hour from the boat show. We're hoping to double team you this week.
Yes.
Whoa, that's just what I wanted to hear.
Now, wait a minute.
Well, that'll be the new promo for Scuba Radio.
Let's leave my sex life out of it.
Greg gets double teamed from Kansas City.
That's not right. All right, so so it's a boat show in Kansas City, and you have the Be a Diver pool set up there to kind of show some of the boaters what activities are available for them underwater. Is that right? And giving them a little shot there to play?
Oh, yeah, I mean, you buy a boat, you may want to fish. Oh, hey, why not go diving? So we got three dive stores here from Kansas City helping staff the pool. And guess what? In Kansas City, it's home to one of the best dive magazines in the United States, Dive Training. What the heck?
Yeah, well, exactly. Yeah, Dive Training Magazine is based at a park. Ville, Missouri, which is right across the river from Kansas City, Missouri.
And if you get your subscription today and say, we heard about it on Scuba Radio, they will cover it in barbecue sauce. That's absolutely true, isn't it?
No,
I think that's absolutely true. Dave, back me up
lie.
On this.
That's a lie. Yeah, I think that's a lie.
Hey, all I know is last night it had some really good steaks.
Yes, yeah. They have a couple restaurants as well, Dive Training Magazine, the owners of that. Dave went out and did a little schmooze with him, I have a feeling, at the Argentinian restaurant.
Ooh.
Great food for sure. Now, now you mentioned there's three dive centers there in Kansas City, Missouri. I don't know.
That are helping him.
Even though Dive Training Magazine is based there, they're a media company, and that's a little kind of strange when you think a company in the Midwest would be doing a dive magazine, but really there's three big dive centers in Kansas City. Is diving popular
there? There's actually a couple more, but we've got three of them that are members of the association. But within about 3 hour drives, they've got two great lakes that have got some awesome visibility that they're doing tons of diving in.
All right, I would like to correct what Big Wave Dave just said.
What's
Kansas
that?
City is nowhere near any one of the six great lakes, or five great lakes, or is it four great, three? I know there are great lakes, but they're nowhere near Kansas City.
They're okay lakes. They're not necessarily great.
Six dive stores, but we've got three great inland waterways. How's
yes.
that?
Okay.
That's diving Lake Michigan Exterior is also awesome.
Right. That's understandable. Okay. Well,
it's going to come on down, check out the diving. We're here this weekend. Next weekend is going to be in Chicago at a travel show. Learn all about diving at thebeadiver.com.
All right, very good, Dave. Well, thanks for checking in. We appreciate that. Yeah, and go to beadiver.com and you get all the information you need on where Dave's going to be next with the Be a Diver pool. And you can go out there to some of these events and try scuba. It's fun to jump in the pool and do that, but maybe you have a friend that's not a certified diver. This is a great way to introduce them to the activity or maybe even ambush them a little bit. You take them to a boat show, like, yeah, come on out. We're going to go look at some boats. And really, you have this hidden agenda that, hey, I'm going to get my buddy finally to try this diving thing, and I can talk him into it if there's a pool there. That would work. I think that would do the trick.
Aren't these sunglasses kind of big, Greg? And then whoosh, right in the pool.
Exactly. You could do that. Why not? So it's all good for sure. BeADiver.com, and you can follow up with Big Dave, Big Wave Dave there as well. All right, so we got that. My buddy Bob Evans is going to come on the show today. It's been a while. We haven't had him on the air this year. So I think it's due time to bring on our buddy. Don't you think there?
I think so.
Yeah. I mean, he was nice enough to hook us up with a nice pair of Force Fins to give away there during the Christmas season. And he's been busy. Our man's been busy out there on the left coast. And he's going to come on and tell us some things that he's been up to.
Can I stay for the record that I cannot dive with things that aren't Force Fins anymore?
Well, neither can you or the Italian Coast Guard. I'm serious.
Oh, they're taking Force Fins.
Have you seen any of the footage there for that cruise ship recovery?
The
divers are wearing Force Fins.
Well, son of a gun. Well, they should. I mean, especially the Tan Deltas, which is probably what they're wearing.
Yeah, I don't know what maybe Bob can answer that, but
maybe it's a
but he equips the
secret.
Italian Navy or Coast Guard or whatever it is over there, and sure enough, if you see the diver swimming around on some of that footage, you'll say, oh, hey, those look like original Force Fins or something they're wearing.
They're just great fins, and they're short, and they're for rescue divers. I think they're fantastic. They're great fins all the way around. I'm so glad that we got to get connected with Bob so early in the scuba radio history.
Yes. Well, he's been a good friend of the show for many, many years now.
I will never forget the first time I met him.
Okay, and what happened?
It was a liveaboard dive trip.
Yeah.
And it was the one liveaboard dive trip you let me go on in the first decade we were on the air.
Right.
He's sitting in the galley, and we come on, and I sit down, and he moves from across the room to sit next to me, introduces himself, and says, hi, I'm Bob Evans. I'm not from this planet. And yes. Then proceeded to explain that he was from a place up in space, and I thought, how much has this guy been drinking? And then I realized, he's like that all the time.
Yeah. He hadn't even been drinking at all at that point.
Did he know he was talking to Bill? Bill, you're not from this planet either.
True. Yes.
Maybe he was trying to make a
kindred
connection.
Spirit.
Exactly. Yes. They're drawn to each other.
I can see through you.
Maybe. Yeah, no, that sounds like Bob. That's how he comes up with all these
I love Bob. He's awesome.
Outer worldly type fin designs for his force fins. But anyway, he's going to come on the show a little bit later on today. Plus, we're going to do a little checkup with our folks from Tropical Seas. Hopefully, last week we were supposed to have the Reef Safe guy on who does these biodegradable sun care products. You need to use this stuff if you want to protect yourself from the sun. Dan's going to come on and give us a little update for 2012. That's all coming up next on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. On deck here. That's coming up in a matter of minutes. But first, you know, I was talking to CJ. Now, CJ is Jimmy the Bubble Boy's dive buddy. And I was talking to him this week. He went and got his regulator overhauled. And have you had your reg overhauled for the year? In the last year there, Bill? You
probably yes, haven't. I have.
Your
no,
reg,
I have.
Bill. Your
just
reg.
Before our last trip, I had my overhaul, my reg overhauled, and they took a week longer than they said they would, so right. I had to borrow a reg from you. So yeah. I've had it overhauled and not used it yet.
Yeah. And you know, and unfortunately, that's the worst thing can happen, because the more you use it, the better your equipment will hold up. When it's right. sitting there stationary is when the seals start to dry up and they start to have a memory on the rubber and that kind of thing. And that's what lends itself to issues when it's been sitting around for a while. But CJ had his regulator overhauled about a week or two ago. We were getting ready to do the same thing. It was right before our last trip. And it was for New Year's. Or what? No, where was it? Where did we go? Anyway, he went and had his regulator set up. They didn't get it done quick enough for him. That was one issue. So one reminder is, when you need to get your regulator overhauled, it's not, you know, smart to wait till the final moment or even a week before you got to go. Give it at least a 2 or 3 weeks before you need your system, and now's the time to do that when it's cold and maybe you're not diving as often. But secondly, I was surprised how much it cost them. Hey, I don't know if you remember how much your overhaul cost.
Oh,
Bill.
I do remember.
Oh, yeah. And they threw in a free prostate exam, which I thought was unnecessary.
I had two of them.
Well, they definitely bend you over.
Exactly.
I had two of them done at the same time, and it was in excess of $325
wow.
for the both.
Yeah. Now, that seems a little crazy to me.
Apparently they take the whole thing apart,
yeah.
ship the parts to the four corners of the earth, and then have them mailed back and reassembled.
Yeah. I don't know. If anybody has some ideas on how to trim the cost of a regulator overhaul, I'm anxious to hear about it. 888-88-SCUBA. We got a Dan tip first and maybe a few of those comments, and you can email us info@scubaradio.com as well.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 219. With a gloved hand or otherwise, never pet a sea urchin. You might feel a little prick. Did I say that?
What's so funny?
Nothing. I just have a loony sense of humor.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the Real Dan Good Diving Safety Tip. And in the studio today, Nick Bird, the CEO and Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network, is with us. You on the road again, Nick?
I sure am.
You travel a lot.
Are you the pot or the kettle in this one?
Yeah, I spend a bit of time on the road as well. You got me.
It seems to me it's usually somewhere with sun, surf, and diving.
I don't tend to get a lot of sympathy when I talk about the planning, do I?
I can't imagine why, Greg.
But planning a dive trip can be a lot of work.
Oh, it's not so bad. And it's worth every minute you spend. A little planning at home can increase your safety and enjoyment when you go abroad.
But, you know, there is a lot to consider.
You can count it all on your fingers.
You think so, huh?
I know so.
All right. What's first?
Well, first, you got to choose a destination with diving compatible with your skills, interests, and budget. If you're an open water diver, don't choose a trip that does mostly technical diving. If you're interested in wrecks, don't choose a trip that focuses, well, mainly on reefs. And for sure, know how much your diving will cost you before you book your trip.
Well, okay, that sounds reasonable, but what's next?
I think a great place to start is to talk to the people at your local dive center. They can often be a great resource when it comes to dive travel planning. They often have experience in the areas that interest you, and they may even be able to make recommendations on various sites, sometimes accommodations, dive operations, the likely know restaurants, and they may even be able to point you towards travel agents or all sorts of stuff that you can do when you're not diving. Dollars to donuts, they're even planning a trip to your chosen destination right now that you may not even be aware of.
Okay, keep going.
I like to look for dive vacation packages. These will often bundle both the diving and the lodging, as well as even sometimes food and airfare.
I like finding deals, but what do I do when I find one?
I think a good place to start is to do a little research. I know that sounds kind of boring, but check some travel books and guides. Maybe even look through some dive magazines or the internet. It's good to figure out whether or not do you need things like a visa. Are there currency exchange concerns that you'll have? Are there language or custom considerations? Things like taxes and country entry and exit fees. Are there any travel advisories or health warnings in effect? Are there immunization requirements? Are there airline restrictions on equipment or weight limits? Because this can be really important if you're island hopping, since small planes can't carry much weight and often have limits. What will the diving and water conditions be like?
Oh, hold on, hold on. That felt like a lot of sub-tips you're trying to cram onto one finger.
Absolutely not. All of that information is easily found. Shoot, Dan members can get it all on the WorldQ Planner.
That benefit that comes with Dan membership, right?
Yes. It's real-time travel intelligence. You just type in your destination and everything you need to know, all of your sub-tips, if you will, comes up. Something that easy is hardly worth a second finger.
All right, I'll give you that one. You're on the pinky now.
The pinky, eh? Okay, since we're on P, how about purchase dive accident insurance before you go? Many operations actually require divers to carry it with them. Trip insurance is also really worth considering.
Careful, that's getting close to another sub-tip.
No way, it's all insurance.
Fine, you're on the second hand now.
Consider your gear requirements. If rental gear is going to be needed, check to see if your destination dive operation has what you need. If it doesn't, you'll need to rent at home and take it with you. If you're taking your own gear, make sure it's serviced and in good working order.
Gear tip, got it. Next.
Plan on decompression time. Save some for sightseeing, beach time, or other land-based activities for your last day. They're great ways to give yourself that long surface interval before you fly and see what your destination has to offer above the water.
That's a good one. What else?
We recommend making copies of your important documents and information. And this includes your passport and visa if you have one, your certification cards, things like credit cards and bank information, and a great one is emergency numbers like the Dan Hotline.
An excellent idea. Keep going.
Make checklists to help you pack both your dive gear and your non-diving items.
And
what?
And no sub-tip for that one? You don't want to tell people what toiletries to put on their checklist?
I keep telling you, these are all single tips. They're just detail, that's all.
Semantics, right. Okay, what's next?
If necessary, take a refresher course. Brush up those skills before you go, not when you go.
Ha ha, I knew it. I knew it. It couldn't be done. I'm out of fingers. We're on toes now.
And I'm done.
What?
I'm done.
That's it?
That's it.
No more tips?
That should just about cover it.
No more sub-tips.
There weren't any sub-tips.
You're not even going to tell me to have fun?
That would be an on-site tip.
Yeah, okay. A tip for another day. A little bit of planning before you take a trip can increase both your safety and fun factor when you get there. It helps you to know what to expect and how to prepare for what you'll encounter. And knowing you're properly prepared will help you relax and enjoy the experience. Do that, and you're guaranteed damn good diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, so before the Dan tip, we were talking about regulator overhauls, which is something you're supposed to do annually or biannually, depending on the regulator setup that you have. These things can get kind of pricey. Now, I haven't had to do one of these in a while because one of the perks of doing a radio show about diving is I'm sent a lot of new stuff. So when it's time for a regulator overhaul, guess what? I usually just get a new regulator. And so I didn't realize how much these things were going up in price until CJ went in and he had a regulator overhaul, and it was well over a couple hundred bucks because he had a little bit of an issue with one of the second stages. And I was like, wow, man, these things have went up since the last time I was doing this. And I'm wondering if there might be a way to minimize this cost. Now, Crockett is on the line. Crockett, you have a regulator or any ideas?
Yeah, Greg.
How to do this? What would you do? How would you do this?
Hello?
Yeah. Yeah, Crockett, go ahead. Tell me, how would you minimize that cost of a regulator overhaul? What do you think?
Well, the last time I had a regulator overhauled, which is about a year and a half ago, and it was like, it cost me
$95. $95, okay. Well, that's not too bad. That's about what I would expect, maybe, but a couple hundred's a little bit much, or even $150. So, I don't know, do you have any way of how you would think to minimize it and make it less, or you just wanted to kind of throw out a number there?
No, the $95 was what my local dive shop charged me for it, for what they needed to do with mine. Maybe I just had minor stuff going on. Mike Ross on the chat room here, and it said it cost him $325 to get his regulator serviced.
Wow. So. Okay, well, there you go. And do we have someone else? Oh, he's online too. Well, let's just talk to him. Okay, Mycroft, tell me.
Yeah, I don't know who you got to.
Okay. Well, it's not too bad.
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. Tell me what you think. What? How could you make it less than $300? Or why was yours $300?
No, that was what you said on there. Mine is $30 a stage, and parts are included under warranty because I do it every year.
All right. So it's a matter of. It's probably a matter of. Shopping around a little bit, I guess, right?
Yeah. I mean, my guy does real good work too. I mean, it tears the whole thing down, cleans it out, and everything for that $30 a stage.
All right. Well, there you go. Maybe it's just a matter of he should have shopped around just a tad more. You think? You know, another idea. I got an email here. Somebody shot me this, and I guess I should have figured this one out too. And that is just to get a regulator certification from the equipment manufacturer. And I guess that's an option as well. Say, like, you're getting an Oceanic regulator. Maybe you contact Oceanic and see if you can get the certification on how to rebuild their regulators. I'm not sure how that would work exactly, if you can do that individually. I mean, if you work with a dive shop, sure. I mean, that's one way to get it done much cheaper, is to learn how to tear it apart and put it back together yourself. And then maybe you've created a new revenue stream or a new hobby for you to help out your local dive center as well. That's one way to consider it. But I think that, you know, you definitely have to go into that situation with two eyes wide open, because you don't want to be messing it up. You need to know how these things are put together. And
I'm sure it's like being a jeweler, Greg, like a watch repairman or something.
Yeah, well,
actually, I don't think it's quite as sophisticated as a watch repair. I think there are things it has to be done right, But I don't think there are as many moving parts in a regulator as there are moving parts in a watch.
But if your watch breaks, you don't die.
Yeah. Well,
I'm not saying that it's not a specialized education, but I can't imagine that you couldn't figure out how to make a second stage work with 8 hours of instruction on how to take it apart and rebuild it.
Yeah, well, I've participated in seminars, and they'd have like a 1 or 2 day course. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On a specific regulator.
And they blindfold you, and then they have you do shots every half hour and have you keep working at it and working at it and working at it.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Well, like I always say, onward and downward.
All right, one of my favorite folks in the dive industry is Bob Evans from the Force Fin Organization. Now, if you didn't see it, you know, that cruise ship that went down off the coast of Italy, or it's on its side, the rescue divers, if you look closely in a lot of the footage, they're wearing Force Fins. That ought to tell you something. Bob Evans is on the line, and we're going to talk to him. Hey, Bob, how are you, my friend?
Hello.
Hello, Bob. How are you? Bob, how are you doing, my friend?
Good. I'm here. Do you hear me?
I can hear you now. Yes, I can hear you, Bob. So, when you saw that footage yourself, did that make you feel proud in one sense or what?
Well, yeah. For years, we've been supplying the Italian Navy, and we supply all their rescue teams in the city of Rome. The fire department there all has Force Fins. It's pretty cool, Greg, because Italy is the number one Mares is made there. I mean, they're the country where all the fins come from, and it's pretty cool. They're actually using an American-made product. Hey, Greg, I hear you're going to be a pilot.
Yeah, well, that's true. I am. We're doing our radio show, Just Plane Radio, now. So, yeah, I'm in flight training as we speak. Why? What, do you have some insight on flying as well as diving there, Bob, or what?
What happens if your plane starts telling you beep, 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 pull up, or pull out, pull out, pull out? What are you going to do?
I think I'm going to pull up. I'm just guessing, especially if it's yelling at me like that.
I can't believe it, Greg. That is so cool.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me ask you something, Bob. Now, you brought up this stuff about the divers there in Italy. Why? why are fins, or I mean, why are they so popular in Italy? That is where a lot of fin designs, or maybe, is that where the birth of fins came from Italy? Is that what you were referring to earlier, or what? I don't know.
Well, you know, Leonardo da Vinci, I think he's kind of the first one that the design kind of like palm fronds. But I was thinking about that the other day, and I think the Europeans are just a little bit more cultured than the American divers. I think they've been at it for a longer period of time. And as an Italian admiral told me in Genoa, he said, you know, at first we thought your fins were a joke and they were funny looking, but I want to thank you for your contribution to our Navy. This came from an Italian admiral through a translator, and I just said, you know, I can't believe this. So, and to show all the pictures of guys jumping out of helicopters, we supply SEAL Team 6. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that Royal Canadian Police, that's kind of been my customer, because these people, really, their lives depend on their propulsion system, which is their fins, and they're smart enough to know they don't want a fin hanging off the end of their foot like a jet fin. They want a pair of force fins that transfers a load to the upper leg muscles. You know, I was telling you about my knees messed up, Greg, and I think it came from 20 years of diving in jet fins.
Yeah, well, I could see that. And, you know, just for getting around on the dive boat, you know, being that the force fins are much shorter and easier to maneuver around in, I'm sure that's one of the reasons why the Navy SEALs and those guys find them so.
I'm sure that's why the Navy SEALs use them. I'm sure that's why the Italian Navy uses them. That's why I'm sure that's why the City of Rome Police Department, I'm sure that's why they use them. What I'm a little bit confused by, although it kind of makes sense, that the Royal Canadian Mounted Police would have them, because you don't want a long fin getting stuck in the railroad tracks when you're untying
Penelope. Trying to save her?
Yes, when you're trying to Penelope Purebred. Is that
right? Yeah, I'll go with that. Sure. Save her widely Snidely Whiplash.
Right, exactly right. Yeah. So clearly you would want Dudley Do-Right to have force fins. There's no question, right, Bob?
Right, yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah, no, that's definitely when I'm on my horse, I want my force fins.
Yeah, you can just poke them a little bit.
That's pretty cool. The other day, some other stuff showed up on the line, which is so cool about the Internet. And Greg Holt uses them, too. Hey, listen, before you guys get rid of me, I've got a real special for all Scuba Radio listeners. 50% off if you call this office here today, Sunday, and Monday. And that's the end of it. And free shipping. And all you have to say is Scuba Radio, and that's the magic word to get 50% off on any of the force fin products.
Right, well, that's great. And 1-800-FIN-SWIM, I didn't have any idea he was going to do that.
That's awesome.
But Bob, once again, throwing out a nice little
50%
gift.
Off, half off, I'm calling. And free shipping, 1-800-FIN-SWIM.
Yeah,
and
but you know what, it's half off, but that doesn't mean you can only get one fin.
What if you only have one leg?
Well,
Bob, will you give us a deal? If I only had one leg, would I get a more than 50% off?
Yeah, we'll take care of you, Bill.
Because I'm seriously thinking about cutting off my left leg at the knee, because it's really bugging me.
Yeah, he's having knee issues as well.
Old,
maybe that's
Bob.
What it is. You've been playing
old.
Around with those other fins too much, maybe.
It could be that. It could be the rollerblading. It could be the young wife. I don't know what it is, but it's something. Maybe I didn't stick the landing. I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, you spent too many years in those fins that hang off the end of your feet. That's what caused my knee problems.
Yeah, and you just got it because you were testing stuff, probably, right, Bob?
I was diving in those jet fins for so many years. I should have been in force fins back in the early 60s. I would be able to walk a lot easier. But I'm ready to go diving, Greg. That's all that matters, is get off land and get into the water.
All right.
Hold on. I wonder if Bob Evans has ever gone snorkeling with humpback whales, because Greg is going to be going out snorkeling with humpback whales until he hears the siren that says, wah, wah, wah,
pull up,
pull out, pull out.
Pull out!
Yeah. All right. They're humpback whales, by the way. And I just want to make sure that we understand each other. But they're whales.
Pull out!
There'll be no pulling out. right. That'll do it for hour one of the big show. Hour two on deck. Don't go anywhere. We're just getting started right here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Each little snug here got to go around here under the sea. Each little snail here know how to whale here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we love here down in the mud here under the sea.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.